And my family wasn't rich enough to give me a Nintendo, so we got a Sega. So I am a Sega fan at heart, too.
Hey, that is pretty cool. So, what was the first game you got for the Sega Genesis or Mega Drive?
Oh man, the first games I got. Well,
Yeah.
Sonic came with the system, I think, when I got it. I got Sonic 1 and I did Sonic 2. I knew all the cheat codes and stuff, so you could get Golden Sonic and go through all stage selects and all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And when I was growing up, let's see. My first ever console was a Nintendo Wii. And I got Mario Kart Wii, which is the is in a special place in my heart because it was the first ever video games I played.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I love Mario Kart. Mario Kart Wii was awesome. They had
Yeah.
the attachment for the controller that was like a steering wheel.
Yeah. And then I got the Wii U for next birthday. And I got Nintendo Land, Super Mario 3D World, and New Super Mario Bros. U, from what I remember.
That's cool. Sounds like you got the whole shebang a bang. No, that's cool. I love video games. I like fighting games. We just recently on that we have an Xbox and we downloaded it's like a Dragon Ball, but it's like kind of like Street Fighter, but it's like Dragon Ball characters. It's real cool.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I got a Nintendo Switch and I got like five games on it. I got Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces, Super Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart Deluxe, and Pokemon Quest. Yeah.
Nice. So
Yeah.
how are they? Is that good gaming on the Switch?
Yeah, you could play it at home or on the go.
I've seen this thing where it's like you order it and it's like I don't know, like cardboard or maybe something else, and you make like
Nintendo
yes.
Labo? Yeah.
That
I
stuff
think
that looks amazing. That looks amazing to me. That's awesome as far as gaming is concerned. It's very, I don't know. It's pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it's like for kids of all ages.
Yeah,
But
even grown-ups.
there's something about the price though. It's like cardboard and it costs like $70 just for cardboard. Like $70 just for cardboard. That is surprising.
Yeah, it is surprising, but that's the gaming world. It costs money, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I do a lot of do you do any like mobile phone gaming or anything? You got like a phone where you play games on it?
Yeah, I have a phone. I got some Sonic games for my phone. I got the Sonic 1 through Sonic CD remasters, Sonic and Sonic Forces Speed Battle.
Okay, so you played Sonic Unleashed?
No, wait. Yes, I have because I had a friend who owned it.
Yeah, that was different. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. From what I played Sonic Generations and it was really good. Like I said, I had a friend who owned Sonic Generations.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it's a I don't know, it's like a YouTube video, but it's like it's called Mario Brothers Z. It's like they're
Super
kind of
Mario
playing.
movie?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like a YouTube video. It's
Yeah,
got
I've
all the
seen.
Mario characters and Sonic, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway. I want to try Sonic. I want to try out Sonic 3D Blast. I don't know why. And Sonic R, which I personally do not like because of one song. Can you feel the sunshine? It was Can You Feel the Sunshine?
Yeah. I kind of miss, did you ever play any of the Sonic games on a Dreamcast? You ever played a Dreamcast?
No.
Yeah, they used to have, inside the controllers, they had, like, little, the memory cartridges had, like, screens on them, and you could play little mini games on the memory carded cartridges, and you could win, like, extra stuff. They had these, like, pets in Sonic where you could, like, pick a pet. Yeah, the chow. You could get a pet, and you could raise it, but you could, like, play it on the memory card, too, and then you would put it in the memory card in the controller, and then it would go to the game. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so anyway, have you ever played some of the Sonic Advance series?
I don't think I have. What's that about?
I have the emulator on it on my phone, and it's pretty cool, but I cannot even get through the first boss in Sonic Advance 3. That is such sad.
Yeah. Some games are hard. The good games are hard. If it's not a challenge, then it's not a good game. Yeah. You know, you spoke of emulators. I use emulators. I've used Super Nintendo emulators, Sega emulators. I mean, it's pretty easy to access, you know, all that, and it's pretty cool. You can play all the old games with the emulators.
Yeah, I heard there's a Dreamcast emulator somewhere on the Play Store.
Yeah, that's complicated though, because you got to get these things called ISOs.
Yeah.
Which were like basically the program or the file that was on the CD. And it's kind of complicated. There's some great games for Dreamcast. I think Dreamcast.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2.
Oh, man.
Man, I heard lots of people say that was their favorite.
Dreamcast was awesome. Dreamcast was one of the best systems ever.
But when people were surprised when Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 were ported over to the Nintendo GameCube, that surprise people all over the world. Like,
oh yeah,
Sega game on the Nintendo console.
Well, I think it's because I think Sega stopped making games, and
yeah, I know that. Like, yeah,
yeah, pretty cool. Well, hey man, I'm gonna probably gotta hop off of here. It was good talking to you. It's pretty good conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice talking to you too.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk later. I'll listen to your stuff.
Okay.
All right, man.
See you later.
Take it easy.
Peace. Okay.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.